I stared out the window, watching the changing scenery. The cows, trees, grass, and fences kept zooming by. I felt carsick, my nose was stuffed, and I had a headache. I felt miserable. I asked myself, why am I going on this trip again? I was on my way to a high school student conference at Texas A&M University. What is a high school student conference? A high school student conference is when groups of people from all over the state of Texas gather together and talk about leadership and being a servant to other people. Finally, after 3 hours, we finally arrive at College Station, which is where the university is. I got off and began carrying my luggage. It felt so heavy! We got to the building that we were supposed to meet in, and they put us into our groups. When I got to my group, I only knew one other person from my school. Everyone else, including the leaders, were strangers. I felt so alone and lonely. I didn't know anyone. But as soon as I sat down, the leaders began to talk to me, asking me questions and making me feel more comfortable. Soon after we had played a few games, I knew the names of everyone in my group. It surprised me that everyone in my group was so friendly and open. They were willing to talk and tell stories and help you in whatever you were doing. Later, our speaker came to talk to us. He talked about service. He said that service is about making an impact on other people, about trying to help them and change them for the better. One quote he told us was that, "Who you are speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you are saying." He told us that the actions we do affects others much more than what we say. People watch what we do and follow our example. He also brought two things to show us, a thermometer and a thermostat. In one hand, he held the thermometer and asked us what it did. A thermometer measures temperature by adjusting to the temperature that's around it. But the thermostat doesn't adjust to the temperature around it. It changes the temperature. He told us that to be a good leader, you have to serve others and try to change them. As a Christian, you also have to be like a thermostat. You can't compromise and change to be like the people around you. In 2 Corinthians 6:17, Jesus tells us, "Therefore, come out from them and be separate. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you." God tells us that, as Christians, we must be an example to other people who don't know Jesus. He wants us to be different from them and change them by telling them about Jesus.
Hey everybody, Mimi here again. I know it's been a really long time. Anyway, I'm back here again, and I'm not alone this time. Actually, I brought a friend, and her name's Lori.
Hey everyone, I'm Lauren. I'm 13 years old. I'm from San Antonio, and I'm here in Houston visiting Mimi, where we are broadcasting this.
Right. Well, before we start, to tell you the truth, all the kids who do programs on this site live in San Antonio, except for me. When I said I was friends with Priscilla in my first program, I didn't tell you the whole truth. I'm not only friends with Priscilla, I'm also friends with Jack, you know, the one who does the English programs. And Jack is actually Lori's older brother. Anyway, Lori and me are going to be talking about
our adventures in SeaWorld.
Yeah, that's an amusement park in San Antonio, and it has all kinds of rides and food, and it shows you all kinds of acts with trainers in them, and there's also dolphins and killer whales, that kind of stuff.
A lot of cool things.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about how they can relate to a Christian life.
Yeah, and we're going to do it in a trilogy, you know, a three-part story. So you might have to wait 3 months to finish the story, sorry.
So be sure to tune in and keep listening.
Mark your calendar.
Right.
So, we're going to start now. Okay. Hey, Lori, remember when we went to that cool acrobat show in SeaWorld?
Oh, yeah. That was really, really cool. Those acrobats are, like, way up there.
I know.
Like, 100 feet, probably even more. And they're jumping off into the pool. Ooh, that's scary.
Yeah, that pool must have had to have been really deep. I mean, diving board that's just 10 feet up needs a swimming pool that's at least 15 feet deep. Now compare that to a diving board that's almost as high as an arena.
That's really high up.
Yeah. And they also had whales and stuff in the pool. So, yeah, you also had to have deep water for the whales.
Mm-hmm. And they're doing these really neat tricks. Like, these dolphins and these whales, they understood what their trainers are telling them. Like, when trainers tell them to flip, they would do these really awesome flips.
Yes. And really then cool. They do tricks along with the acrobats. And that takes real talent.
Mm-hmm. And it takes a courageous person. You have to be brave.
Mm. Hey, that reminds me. We also have to be brave as Christians. In a different way, of course. We don't need to jump off humongous diving boards.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Especially with that lady in the hula hoop.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we have to be brave because, well, by brave, I mean we have to be able to stand up to people who tease us and bully us because we're Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are people who do that, and I've heard on the radio that those people are sometimes called Jesus freaks.
That reminds me of a song where it talks about when people make fun of you for being a Jesus freak, you don't really care.
Yeah, and actually that's the way it's supposed to be. You're not supposed to really care. In fact, you're supposed to take it as a compliment because that just proves how loyal you are to Jesus.
Exactly. So it's actually, like Mimi said,
it's a compliment.
God. Praise yeah. God if you're calling Jesus freak.
Take as a compliment. Say thank you to the person who called you that and just pray for them. Hope they'll see the light one day.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you never know. It's not just name calling. When you get older, there's always a possibility that something might happen to you. For example, I'm not exactly sure how many of you are living in a place where the government doesn't really approve of Christianity. And you guys do have limits to what you can do with your faith. Right, Lori?
Right. Even when bad things happen, we still have to be courageous to live through it.
Yeah.
And trust in God.
I'm not saying you shouldn't be careful, but should something ever actually happen to you, then you still gotta trust God no matter what. Because in the Bible it says that if God's on our side, then who can be against us?
Exactly.
Well, that's the end of this first part of the program, and we're gonna be telling the rest of the story in two more parts, so stay tuned. Bye.
Bye. See ya.